Thank you for coming out on this exceptionally hot summer. This is genuinely crazy. This is like, it's bad. It's bad. Like, when you walk outside, you don't even appreciate the sunlight. You know what I mean? It's beautiful out, and you're like, oh, God. This is the type of weather where you're like, Greta was right. We might be doomed. We should have been listening when she was sailing or whatever the first thing she said was. It was really bad. This is the type of weather where it's so hot you start getting weird offers. Like you go outside and there's just somebody standing on the corner like, hey, hey. You give me a dollar and I let you sit on my ice. I don't see any ice out here. Yes, sir. Trust me, there's ice. There's a bag behind you. Oh, it's also tough because I feel like it changes relationships too, you know? Like it's so hot, somebody could live so close, but the test of love is which one's leaving their apartment. You know what I mean? You know? So you'll live next to somebody a 15-minute walk away, but it'll be like, I could die. I can't be doing that just out willy-nilly just for you to see me. We can FaceTime, all right? Like, I feel like even the way people are sexting must be different, you know? You're just texting somebody, middle of the day, like, hey, I got that AC. Oh, no, it's not a window unit, babe. We doing central over here. Now, come through and get chilly, babe. It's like weirdly still sexual, but it's all cooling related. Like, I got popsicles. If you're feeling freaky, we could both just sit in front of the open fridge door. Oh, I was in Philly last weekend and it was so hot. It was in the 90s and it was so hot it made me want to be like a scammer. Like I wanted to just start going to like Zillow open houses. Places I have no intention of putting an offer down on, just to stand to the AC, be like, oh, 2.5 bath, okay. And we actually have a beautiful patio outside. No, I believe you. I can see it through the door. I can see it. No, don't do that. Oh. Sometimes someone that you love very, very much, right? Someone you care about deeply comes to you with a problem. And this problem is something like weighing heavily on them, right? It's taking up all their mental space or anything. And you love this person, right? And they come to you and they're telling you their problem. They're trusting you with whatever it is. And while they're telling you their problem, you realize that it's boring. Don't do that. Don't be good people right now. We've all had somebody come to us, a brother, a sister, an aunt. Someone has come to us, and you, as they're telling you their problem, you're like, I don't give a shit about any of this. Like, why are they even telling me? I can't even help. What are they doing? This is ruining my Saturday. So sometimes someone that you love very, very much, deeply, comes to you with something serious to them that's a real problem, and it's boring. But somehow, overhearing a stranger's problem is always fascinating. I'll give you some examples. So a couple weeks ago, I was on the bus because life ain't going the way you think, right? And so I was on the bus, you know, the people's limousine, right? And I was on the bus and I was holding the rail and another guy next to me was holding the rail, but he had his phone like this, right? Like tucked into his arm. And he was just like, I don't know what to do. All right? I do not know what to do. She keep fucking dudes off Facebook Marketplace. Yes, yes. I'm in. Tell me all. Because this man's on his phone like, I can't even trust her to go get a lamp. Couple days later, I was also on the bus because once again, life could be better, right? We'll get there, but until then, community Uber, right? And as I got on, I sat down next to this guy. Now, this guy is being louder, out loud, than my AirPods can get in my ear. So I don't even feel like I'm eavesdropping now. He offering this up to the class, okay? And so he's putting his phone down when I sat down next to him, but he was, you know, calls somebody else. And basically, he calls this next person and tells them that the person he just got off the phone with was a woman who he had been hooking up with, who just called him to tell him that she was pregnant and she was keeping the baby, right? And I don't know the best place, but the bus is one of the worst places to find out you're gonna be a father, all right? The bus is top three bad places to find out you're gonna be a daddy, okay? It goes jail, the toilet, the bus, right? And so this man is like, you know, talking on the phone, and then he goes, yeah, it's wild because we didn't even have sex this year. And I was like, oh no. He's gonna be a father. And they kept talking and they kept talking. Now, I can't hear the other person on the other side of the line or anything, but I can just hear the I can hear that noise is happening, right? And so then they must have asked the question that was on my mind, which was, when was the last time y'all slept together? And it was like, yeah, I haven't even seen her, or like, we haven't hooked up since like August of last year. And I was like, uh-oh. He's not about to be a father. Like, well, fellas, we got to start learning at least a little bit about women's bodies. If nothing else, so we can't get fleeced like this. Like, this is... Because this man said, without stuttering, he was like, yeah, she's about 10 months along, right? I was like... Oh. And then they kept talking. They realized he actually did get the math wrong, right? The math was wrong. It was 11 months. And I was like, okay, so when do I step in now as a stranger, right? Like, when do I step up and step in to help? Because I've been missed my stop. I missed my stop. I missed my stop at 10 months, right? And so I'm at least 11 minutes that way, right? And so finally, I leaned over to him. I was like, hey, bro, I couldn't help but hear. We all heard. I couldn't help but hear, and I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is you're not about to be a father. The bad news is you should maybe never be a father. Ding! You also overhear wild stuff, like the heat changes people, for real. Like, there are things people do in the heat that they would not do otherwise, you know? Like, I was walking my dog, and in the background, like, way down the street on the corner, I heard a little kid get into a fight with the ice cream man. Because once again, I'm walking my dog, and just in the distance I hear, nigga, it's a nickel. Even my dog was curious. Like, my dog and I both turned around. And the ice cream man was like, I don't care what it is, you short little man. And this kid looked up, I don't know how old he was, looked up at the ice cream man, head can't reach the counter, and goes, your dick is short, I want my chocolate. How did we get here? How did these two individuals come together in this moment? Because one, who is this kid? But two, what happens in your life where you become an ice cream man that's really here to nickel and dime these kids? Like, that's really here to, like, actually buy actual nickels and dimes. Who says to themselves, you know what, I love passing out joy, but you know who needs to be taken down a peg? These children, okay? I'm trying to figure out what type of friend I am. You know, I think I'm a good friend to a certain degree. I feel like if I discover for myself the type of friend that I am, I'll be a better version of that friend to everybody, right? Because I'll know my limits. I'll know what I'm willing to do, what I'm not, and everything. And I'm quickly realizing that I am not the advice friend. Don't come to me. Truly, don't come to me at all, because my advice to you will be directly related to how your problem affects me. I'm trying to let everybody know that now, because, you know, you never know. Sometimes you meet someone at the show, y'all become friends in real life, and then maybe they have a problem, and they come to me, they're like, Josh, what should I do? I'm telling you right now, I am not objective. I'm not the one, right? Like, for instance, I have a lot of friends that are getting married this summer into the fall, right? So the big wedding season and everything. And so a couple of my friends have come to me, right? And you just need to know, if you're having troubles, troubles are normal, right? People get cold feet. People fight a lot leading up to a wedding. The stress, people's families sometimes don't get along. That stress. You know what I mean? Like, all of it is normal. But if you come to me, my advice to you will be directly correlated to if I already bought the gift. Because I had a friend come to me. His wedding was about, 2 weeks out. He was devastated and everything. And he was a good friend. So I had already bought his gift off the registry. It was a Vitamix 3500. So it was, yes, yes, yes. See, exactly. Yes. 100%. Yes. And so I'd already got that Vitamix. And anytime a relationship seems shaky, I look up the return policy just in case. And this particular model, they didn't carry anymore. So he comes to me and he's upset and everything going on. And I'm just looking at the receipt. And so finally, he looking at me to say something. I was like, dog, you love her. Like, see your moon, your stars, all that stuff. Like, everybody cheat, okay? She gonna stop probably. Like, I had a different friend come to me. And this friend, the wedding was about, what, like 2 days? Yeah, like two days out. And my man comes to me, and his problem was very specific, deeply specific. Basically, his fiance and the wedding planner had planned out the whole wedding, pretty much top to bottom. They weren't really asking him for much, but then he was offering up. He was like, is there anything that you need me to do that I can take off your plate? And she was like, no, we got it. And he was like, well, there's got to be something. Like, I want to be involved somehow. And so then she told him that basically they had everything planned down to a T, but he could pick the placemat at the reception, right? Like the little place that, as long as it was in line with the color theme, he could pick that. And so then my buddy poured over for like several days all these like little different, you couldn't even tell the difference between them, all these different placemats and stuff, and was like trying to make a good decision on the right one and everything. And he finally picked one, and basically it seems like maybe she didn't like it because she had the wedding planner change it last minute. And then they didn't really talk about it. So his feelings were kind of hurt because he was like, oh, that was my one thing. And I took some real pride in doing it. And she didn't say anything to me. And it was a destination wedding, and I hadn't bought my ticket yet. I hadn't bought my ticket, and I hadn't got a gift yet. And so he was telling me about it, and I was like, I wouldn't take that if I was you, dog. Like, for real. Sometimes you gotta put your foot down, all right? Oh. I've been watching some of the, older people in my life and everything. And it's crazy. My friend, his grandparents were together until his granddad passed away. And his granddad probably passed away at like 85 or something like that. But him and his grandmother got married young. So they were together for like 62 years or something like that. I mean, it was crazy. And people always want to know the sort of secrets to staying together and like having that sort of relationship, that bond. And he said that his grandma basically summed it all up very quickly. She was like, if you want to be with somebody for the rest of your life, you have to know and accept that the first year is lust. The next 10 years are love. And everything else after that is spite. And she said spite without missing a beat. Like, she's like, that's a secret ingredient. Like, every day you wake up and you're like, we go to war. And basically, she tells this story about how the night that his grandpa passed away, they had this routine where his granddad pretty much wouldn't even sleep in the bed anymore. He would sleep in his chair that could recline like his lazy boy, and then he would be falling asleep watching TV or something like that. But on that night, he went to bed with his grandma and he passed away in his sleep, which is how a lot of people want to go. It's very peaceful, you know, next to somebody you love. And then he wasn't there, but his mom was. And his mom said that when she woke up, she was getting ready and like making breakfast and stuff. And she heard his grandma from the room. And what she heard wasn't like some blood curdling scream or some like cry out or anything. She said she just heard, "Ugh!" What?
Ooh.
And she apparently even said at the funeral that, you know, so many people were coming up to her and telling her how sweet it was that he went to make sure he was laying in bed with her the night that he passed instead of like in his chair or something. And she was like, "Ain't nothing sweet about it. He did that on purpose. He knew." No, he knew he was going to die that night. And he wanted to put his cold ass feet on me one more time. Because they were cold when he was living, but then they were cold, right? And at a certain point, you get used to the cold, and then you turn around, and he all... just laying up there like... And I told him, take out that trash, and he didn't do it.